Yo, welcome back to Grizz 901, your favorite Memphis Grizzlies post-game show. Tonight we're coming off of a loss, but hey, the game was a 10 out of 10. These dudes never stop playing their butts off. Tonight it was a fun game. They did lose 101-95. When you score 95 points in the NBA, in the association, you're probably not winning many games. That's all it comes down to. But if you have to just fill that cup halfway full, you held to the Clippers to 101 points tonight. We're going to get into all of that sure thing right off the top. I am your host, Daniel Greer. We're presented to you by Bluff City Media. We have so much to offer. Second segment, we're going to come to you live with Grizz Trivia. I have a good one, and I have one kind of up my sleeve that I might actually go to. So that might mean I have two in the holster ready to come for Nate tonight, but you know what it is. We're going to get straight to it. We have so much to offer. We have so much to give. Listen, we've been off for 8 days. I'm excited. Let's go ahead and hit Nate right off the top. Hey. Nate. All right, how excited are you to be back on the show, on the post-game show? Did you miss it? Did you miss the people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely didn't enjoy having all my nights to myself to do whatever I wanted. Yeah, I hated it. Just playing. It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. I was missing Grizzlies basketball, dude. It's not something I thought I'd say this season, but here we are.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy the fact that the Grizzlies played so well. I was on the Daily Grind this morning with Luke, or I guess not morning anymore. It's a Daily Grind in the afternoon. And so I was on with Luke, and we were talking about, you know, so many things. But tonight was all about, the show today was all about the game just in general. And I said, you know what? I don't expect them to win. I don't expect them to win many games throughout the entire rest of the season. But what I can expect is, like, these dudes are going to play their tail off, and they're probably just going to come up short, and especially down the stretch. And that's what we saw tonight. As you go into the fourth quarter, and the Grizzlies, listen, they were playing well. They were in the game, and that's all you can ask for as a fan is to be in the game and give you something to root for. In the end, you're missing guys like Desmond Bane, Ja Morant, Marcus Smart that can actually close games. And honestly, Jaren, he's probably not the best closer for you, but what I saw to Jaren tonight was somebody who demanded the ball, somebody who could take over any matchup and create it and make it a mismatch, and that's what I was excited on. But overall, coming off the top rope, what you got for us tonight?
It was fine. I mean, they played well. I thought they played well. They played really hard. I mean, even – I can't believe I'm going to say this. Was it good? No. Was it NBA worthy? But on this show, we give credit where credit's due. And I did say, look at Jake go early on in that game. And, you know – if I'm going to sit here and just talk about how much I want him off the team, I do have to come in and say, good effort.
Yeah.
A genuinely good effort. Now, he can't make it from 1 foot away, but at the same time, good effort from Jake. But good effort all around from guys. I thought that's all you can really ask for with the lineups you got going right now, you know? There's nobody I was particularly frustrated with outside of – it just continues – to be frustrating to watch Santi play, dude. Is there a less seven footer in the league than Santi Aldama, man?
I saw that come out of you on Twitter, and I don't know if I believe that.
I didn't say trash.
You didn't say that on Twitter?
I said that in the group text.
No, it's in the group text. Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I saw that come through. Listen, it come through the phone. And I saw it come through, and I was like, you know what? I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, well, guess what? I looked up every seven footer as listed by 2K. He was 19 out of 20. He was 19 out of 20 in my mind of like seven footers, like seven who played their 7 foot. You know who was 20th? Alexei Pokushevsky, who is no longer in the league. like I was just like, dude, it's so frustrating to watch. Cause it's like the one that got me was they had a fast break and it's 3-on-2 and he ran to shoot a wing three. Instead of just going to the bucket. I'm like, dude, just go to the bucket. Anyways, I still think Santi and what you have all your guys is going to be fine. But he has got to be the most frustrating guy to watch without the other guys around. It's terrible. But I thought Zaire played hard. Honestly, you know, if Luke Kennard hits shots that you would expect him to hit, that looks better. Now I saw people blame it. I know we got Goon in here. Salute. I was looking for the Jaren blame. That was easy to find. It's always in all caps.
always
in all caps. But blaming Jaren, blaming Zaire. You know, I saw some people mad at Jake. I'm like, he didn't do enough to even be mad at. But they played fine. There's some all-star looking rust. Jaren looked like he regressed a little bit, almost like kind of reverted back to some stuff over the all-star break. Listen, he put up 29-5-4. It looks like an awesome stat line. There's a lot of times he got lost tonight and didn't take the extra dribble he's been taking, didn't have the footwork he's had, and sort of forced it a little bit. So it's not to hate on him at all. He's still awesome. It's just,
is that what you would, I guess, contribute to the 25 shot attempts, 7 3-point attempts, 2 of 7 from three? Would you say that he was forcing it or didn't kind of let the game flow to him, as, you know, in a sense?
It wasn't forcing. I thought he took a lot of shots that they wanted him to take. I thought he was forcing it when he would get inside the arc tonight. Like, there was times where he needed to take an extra step or he just needed to slow down a little bit, and he kind of sped up like he would in the past. But that was the only time he was forcing it. From three, it was more so he was taking the shots they wanted him to take, I thought. He took a lot of threes that – I think the Clippers were very happy he took, and the Grizzlies would not want him to take. But still, I was like, I'm not mad about anything, man.
No, I'm not either.
Gigi shot one from about 38 feet out and nailed it. So
that's the only one. That's the only one he hit tonight. And the only 3-pointer he hit.
Listen, that's not the only three anybody hit tonight. What, the 8 for 35? Yeah, dog. It was not
22.9
exposition. Yeah. It was not a 3-point exhibition from the Grizzlies. It was rough, but they played fine. Yet another guy in Terrence Mann hates Vince Williams. So shout out Vince, continuing to piss people off. And I got to bring this up because it's just early and often.
I want to, yeah.
So the same way because he keeps playing with G League players. I don't understand a Taylor Jenkins hate at this point. Listen. If you want to say playing John Conchar and Jake LaRavia at the same time is a choice that can be made but shouldn't, I probably agree with you. At the same time, you have no choice but to play guys like Jake LaRavia and John Conchar in the same lineups. Like, yeah. I just not going to give it up. And then Black Ninja DJ, shout out to you. Natalie Sago was an official in this game. So that's all I have for you.
Is that the girl with the really dark hair, obviously ponytail? But...
Yes, that's Natalie Sago. Literally, I got a buddy in town. He's in studio audience. And we were talking about officials before the game started. And I was like, but dog, like, it's just, I'm always at least happy we don't have Natalie Sago. I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it because guess who shows up? Also, shout out to Jenna Schroeder, the GOAT. Jenna's out there correcting Natalie Sago's calls. I'm like, Jenna's a homie. Shout out to Jenna.
Jenna, the homie. I'll back up what you were talking about the Taylor Jenkins stuff. It's simple. You don't have a guard that can close a game. You don't. You have Jaren. Jaren isn't a closer. Let's just be honest. He's not a closer. You don't have Derrick Rose. Like, there's nothing you can do. And let me give you a little bit of a hint on Jaren, okay? Go to an elementary school. If you have kids, go to the playground with your kids and let them play 5 versus 4 and you're the fifth person, right? You're going to be that guy. Guess what? They're going to try to pass to you every single time because you're the best player on the court. And you're going to have to eventually try to make them feel better about passing them the ball, but you're going to shoot a lot. That's what Jaren is doing right now. He's playing with a bunch of kids, and he doesn't want to shoot every single time. He could, but he doesn't want to. But he also knows that sometimes he needs to shoot, and sometimes he's trying to pass to do the best thing for the team. That's what it comes down to. It just sucks. It sucks that it's Jaren and not a guard, because a guard would do better on facilitating when you don't want your forward or your big guy, the best player. But either way, it is what it is.
Jaren has played well, man.
He's played Jaren's great. Played
well. And to be honest, like, you say get him in better positions, and Jenkins doesn't use him right, but it's like he's just not – using him right is not using him as a closer at all. That's just not what you have a chance to do, you know. And at the end of the day, he got some matchups on guards and stuff, and then he just didn't work out. You know, it just didn't work out. They got him in positions. They doubled him. He turned it over. it happens, man. And again, it's just, I think it's really exciting to have them come off two wins, head into All-Star break, and then come in, compete with the Clippers, have a chance to win that game. Absolutely. But we got to remember, like, this team should have gotten beat by 30. I mean, they're playing a team that could easily win an NBA championship this year.
Yeah.
And they made them go and take that game in the fourth quarter. So yeah. I'm happy. I am very happy with that game, no matter what. Almost tweeted I was happy in the first half. Just so I could say, hey, the second half may be terrible. We should still be happy.
Right.
And it's good stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. I stand frustrated watching them blow it. But, man, it's a good time, like, watching these guys just compete at all, because, truth be told, a lot of teams in a lot of other cities in the circumstances the Grizzlies are in would just be getting their brains beat in every night. And so, shout-out to the guys for competing all night long.
Yeah, no, listen, I will back that 1,000,000% for the simple fact that this team could quit. Mm-hmm. The fact that they haven't quit, I don't care what you contribute this to. You can contribute to coaching. You can contribute to players. You can contribute to anything you want to. Let's just all contribute it to one thing. It's the culture of the franchise. That can be anything. That way everybody's happy. But the culture of the franchise of the actual Memphis Grizzlies is a 10 out of 10. I know that we had some issues. I know that we lost Dylan Brooks, that everybody said he was the real culture of this team. And he is the second worst, the second worst shooter in the entire league that's taken 10 or plus more attempts in certain games. He's the second worst shooter next to his teammate, Jalen Green. But that is, this team is a very good culture team. They're going to play hard. They're going to give you everything they got. And that's what I'm excited about. When I tune in and click my stupid remote and it pulls up Bally's, which is the worst platform ever.
It's not ideal.
I love that this team competes their butts off. And honestly, listen, I will bring this up. Austin, we've picked on you a little bit tonight for sure. But 100 out of 100 right here. They've had that culture since the pyramid. And I know that that might be kind of a backhanded compliment to the franchise, but also taking it away from right now. All in all, no matter what, this team has fought like a blue-collar city, as Zebo said. It's a blue-collar town. They fought it. And maybe it started because of the core four. And maybe that's why, and it's kind of just kind of grandfathered down. I don't care where it comes to. The culture of this Grizzlies is by far a 10 out of 10 and something that I can be proud of. And so no matter what, I want to make sure I said that because I think it's important to say that, though. Listen, we have a couple questions coming in and some comments that I want to get to. I have two things I want to get to at some point tonight. Let's hit them in the second segment for sure because I have some things I need y'all's help with tonight.
Uh-oh.
Two things. One, I want to figure out who are we paying the $50 to for the dunk contest, because I know I lost, or the three-point contest, I know I lost that, so I want to ask you that. But my other question I want to ask, I need your help. I've had this kind of on my mind, and I don't know if it's something stupid, but this is the season that we're going to try things out. But this is also the season we're going to try to figure out our identity as a brand, in a sense, and that's going to be trying to figure out you all. In the comment section, we always refer to you as the comment section. I don't want to do that forever. I don't want to refer to you as fans. No, I don't. That, listen, I don't want to do that. That's too loser mentality in a sense. That's not who we are. I want to refer to you as a name, and I know people have called people like the crew or a certain type of name of the a segment, such as whatever you are. I want to figure out what we should name the comment section, because one, I think I can market it pretty a lot better than the comment section, but two, I really think it'd be a lot cooler to name, you know, if we were referencing the name Crew, which I don't want to use because I do follow somebody who uses the name Crew. If, like, you know, if we were referencing the Crew, I would like to have that be easier off the tongue. So if you have a name, by all means, let me know. If you give us the name that we end up choosing, I'll end up giving you $50 whatever time we end up going with that as the official thing. So the official thing, the name of the crew. What you got?
Okay, moving on.
What? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I got distracted during that. Clearly,
I saw you. I saw the private chat pop up. Yeah. All right. Listen, Kai. Listen, I love you. Thank you for hanging out. drawing up crunch time plays now. How can you do in the NBA Finals? Listen, you're gonna have. If you ever walk into a kitchen sometimes and you're like, and it's not your kitchen, you look around like, how am I going to cook this meal? Like, this kitchen sucks. I have nothing to cook with. And you look around and you have a spatula and you have a pan. That's all you can do. That's what you're going to cook with. Sometimes you might walk into a gourmet kitchen. Well, tonight he's in my kitchen. It's not quite gourmet. It's okay. It'll give you what you got. But yeah, that's what he's walking into, Kai. So listen, he's trying his best. He'll cook when he needs to. I don't know if Jenkins is the coach of the future. He's the coach right now. I think he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, we've all said we don't know if Jenkins is the one that can get him over the hump.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, you're drawing up plays for a guy who really isn't your closer, and there's nobody else to send it out to. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
Man, I don't know. But anyways, it'll be fine. Again, I just don't understand. The fact that Taylor Jenkins has won any games with this roster, it's a small miracle. So I'm just like, I don't understand the Jenkins hate right now. But I understand it is frustrating. You got to find somebody to be frustrated at.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. Playboy Dan wants to know, who in the hell are we drafting? Mm-mm. I get it. Mm-mm. Nate has no idea.
David Roddy.
Listen, what I will say on the draft, Playboy Danny, and I know that we had a comment back from the Black Ninja DJ, is Sar if we get crazy lucky. Listen, if we have the ability to draft Sar, yes. If not, I want to trade it. I really want to trade the pick because it can't help us this year. The only thing we could do is potentially go and get a big that we can bring in the offseason. And then you could possibly draft the best player available, throw him on the bench. Maybe he gets better. The problem is we got to figure out what we're going to do with the rest of these guys. So I don't want to get too far into the draft just yet. We'll definitely have Rafael Barlow at some point on.
Yeah.
And then I also have what I plan on is to have a bunch of throughout the season. I believe we have 10 more away games that me and you are going to be doing the show on. We're going to do 10 more away games. I'm going to try to have guests on for away games, if possible. I don't know if we will, but we'll see. But as a whole, as D'Angelo's asking, as a whole, solid performance from the Grizz. Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they're playing the Clippers, who have like 10x the roster they have and chances at an actual championship this year. Yeah, that's like, and they played well the entire night. You know, they played hard. The Clippers had to go win that game at the end. So they played really well.
All right, let me run some by you real quick. Listen, we got some names coming in already. Ethan Porter wants to say the Grizzly Grunts. Don't know if I love that one. What about this one? I actually thought about this one on my own as well. The Grinders. Let me pitch it to you. Let me pitch it to you. Shark Tank special. The Grinders is the reason of... These dudes and ladies as well, our crew as so far,
yeah,
to be with us this season, show whatever this is. We have 25 games remaining, grinding it out with us. That's the only reason I would name it the Grinders, but I want to ask your opinion.
You got there something else in there, like maybe like a 901 Grinders or something like that. I could go with something like that. The problem is I'm a child, and when I hear the Grinders, I'm thinking about another thing marketed towards the public. And so in my head, there's a little chuckle, and I'm like, and that might just be a me thing. Maybe I need to chill out.
No bluffing crew. We can't do that because of the No Bluffing podcast. So listen, I love them. I don't know either. I am stumped.
Listen, these are like none of them are bad. So no, this is what we need because clearly our creative juices are lacking.
All right, I gotta give this to you. Okay, so tonight, our guy John 17, love you, man. stuff Jake into a backpack and send him to Hong Kong. How do you feel overall? Let me give you the stats for Jake, because I think it's fair. And I think he played fine. I don't think he was embarrassing enough. But 1 of 8 overall from the field tonight, 0 of 3 from deep. He's obviously still not that set shooter that we want him to be. 17 minutes total, 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Overall, his night.
I mean, talked about it at the beginning, and I said all the good, nice things that I should say. Listen, I'm happy for the kid. He's made millions of dollars playing for the Memphis Grizzlies. And I thought he gave really good effort tonight.
You're just trying not to get us canceled from future connections.
I was told I can be too hard on players.
What if I throw this up? What's your reaction to this?
I can't. You guys are just like, hey, bringing it back to brother Kenneth. You are leading me into temptation and causing me to stumble. I don't know what you want me to say. you can't. That was wrong of the Memphis Grizzlies organization to throw that out there. Come on, man. Like, I played baseball, and this is the definition of putting it on a tee, man. You can't do that. Mm-mm. What's it, Mad Max? That's bait.
That's bait. Clickbait.
That's bait. No, man, I can't give in. I can't give in to that. Listen, he gave really good effort tonight. I thought people played worse than Jake did tonight. At the end of the day, if he can't hit shots, I mean, hitting shots would make him an okay NBA player. Truly, like that would make him an okay NBA player, right? And he can't hit the shots. You know, I saw our guy Chip Williams, who is like very good at analyzing basketball.
Yeah, I saw that. Always go ahead.
Always been really good at drafting, talking about how he's never been a spot up shooter. He is like a defender, rebounder, connector. At the NBA level, he has to be a shooter.
Has to be.
It's the only way.
He's too slow every other way.
Yeah, he's just like, he's not good enough, you know? And so, again, I thought he gave really good effort tonight. I thought he was, like you said, far from an embarrassment in any way. Truly, which is better than what he's looked like in a lot of NBA games. So, at the end of the day, though, like, I don't know if he belongs on an NBA roster, and definitely not this one, you know? Yeah. So, unless something changes.
Yeah. Janjo says the 901 crew with the K. Listen, the crew keeps sticking with me. I get it. I'm trying not to use that one because so if y'all knew that when Jonathan Coachman and his show, when they came on, they called their guys the crew. So listen, I don't want to, if we don't have to, but if it ends up coming back to that, it is what it is. But I do want to call it a name just for the simple fact that it's easy to reference it and market it. Which is probably the best thing for us just in general. So we can one, make money, but two, easier to discuss it instead of always going back to the comment section. Speaking of the comment section, Streetcars of Memphis, you know who they are. Go ahead and give them a follow. Go ahead and give them a call if you need any kind of maintenance done at all. Lift kits, wheels, tires, whatever it might be, give them a shout out. This month, and it's continuing so far, Grizz901 is the code to call and give them. You can receive a $55 regular oil change or $65 full synthetic. That's an oil change at cost. There's huge savings taking place down at Streetcars of Memphis. Go check them out online at 901scm.com or call 901-323-3332. Go ahead and schedule your oil change, maintenance, customization needs, speakers, lights, lifts, wheels, whatever. They can modify them all. Go ahead and give Streetcars of Memphis a shout. Our comment section, because we don't have a name to it yet. Comment section sponsor. I want to get to some of these. Growlers.
I mean, I don't hate it. I haven't seen any of these that I hate.
Yeah.
I had a childish chuckle towards.
Yeah. I want to ask this question right here. And one, I want to get back to about Gigi, but Barack Obama chair.
Do you have trouble with knowing what C-H-A-R spells?
No, I just wanted to make sure there was nothing in there that I was missing. Because I didn't know what Barack Obama chair was. But Vince, second half. I don't know if you realize this. I do, because I bet on Vince to go over 11.5 points tonight. He had 9 points in the first half, did not score again. Well, what's your thoughts on Vince? He looked like he just was not in the flow of the offense in the second half at all.
I thought a lot of guys didn't look like they were in the flow of the offense. Just so happens Vince is the one with the ball in his hands. You know, I thought a lot of guys looked like they were still coming back from All-Star break. To be honest, that's what it looked like with a lot of guys. I mean, how often have you seen Luke airball an open corner three?
That was weird, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, it was just a weird night. So, the thing that I thought looked way different tonight, and again, I don't think this is an issue. I kind of attribute it to what I just mentioned. He wasn't looking to score. He was always looking to facilitate. He was always looking to facilitate and pass it off, you know? So when he gets in the paint, he has to continue to look to score like he was before the All-Star break. Otherwise, it's all telegraphed. Telegraphed. And so, again, these guys look like they had no chemistry and like they were still figuring out how to come back from the All-Star break.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, I agree with that. It did look like they were out of sync at times. But listen, what I will say is it wasn't bad. It was crazy to me. I saw towards the very end of the game, they caught a rebound. Somebody did. I can't remember. I think it might have been even Jaren. And Vince, Luke Kennard standing next to Jaren, and I think somebody else is there. Vince comes out of nowhere, like, demanding the ball. And they gave Vince the ball, which is great. The fact that he is able to do that and trump Luke Kennard, who's very good at ball handling, he's fine. But obviously, he's coming back to the ball because, like, hey, that's what my role is, my job, get the ball, facilitate, do whatever. And he even directed Jaren to go down to the post. He moved Zaire out of the corner. It was very late in the game. And told Jaren, space out, go, post. And they made sure that he got the ball. Listen, that is more important than probably anything else in that game, for the simple fact that not even the fact that it is, I guess maybe not that, maybe not as Vince. The fact that they're saying, hey, we need to give you the ball because you are a mismatch is by far the best thing that could ever happen. Because one, if that is Ja, Jaren knowing himself, I need to go down and get on the post because I have a mismatch. Whether it's close of the game, whether it's second quarter, I don't care.
Yeah.
The fact that we take advantage of those mismatches is by far the smartest thing we could do. But yeah, I don't know what happened to Vince, honestly, in the second half.
I mean, just again, I was unbothered. None of it looked right. What happened also is the Clippers were like, hey, maybe we should defend. And they have a team full of pretty well elite defenders. Like, I saw a couple of times somebody would switch off. They'd get Kawhi off of him to then be guarded by Paul George. And then after that, it was P.J. Tucker. Like, it was
not exactly fair.
Yeah, it's like that's – again, you got to remember who you're playing with. And Vince is doing an awesome job facilitating. But when you got a bunch of guys out there, they don't really have to respect. Like, Zaire Williams had a great game against the Bucks. It's not somebody people respect from the perimeter. Even Gigi, people will respect him more from the perimeter because he's done it on the big screen in TNT. But they're not worried about Gigi Jackson beating them. Not right now, you know. Yeah. And so pretty hard to facilitate when you're working in a vacuum, you know. Yeah. And, again, it'd be amazing what happens in 2024, 2025 when you have Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, and the rest of, the $100 million that's sitting on your bench playing basketball. Sure.
I agree. All in all, the Grizzlies lose 101-95 tonight. Excited about it. I'm not going to go through the box score just in general, but I think the game tonight, positive for me. I was excited. I oftentimes, when my family's home, and usually Friday nights, they stay awake later than 8:30 on a normal basis, just for the simple fact that it's Friday and they might stay up till 9. Which they all did tonight. I don't get to watch the game as much as I want to. I had it on, my kid's iPad. If you see this, my kid's iPad or my phone, I'm watching it as we're watching. I think we watched Safe tonight. If you've seen it, don't get into it. It's not good. It just takes too long.
Didn't sound very good.
Yeah, it was fine. We watched it. It was 8 episodes of meh TV. But all in all, I didn't get to really just dive in like I normally do. So let's go ahead. I'm going to get into some comments let's roll through them fast. I want to get to the second segment. Get to Grizz trivia, and then I want to ask and present to you my way to fix the All-Star game. I want to ask you, I don't know if you've heard it. I actually gave it on the Daily Grind. I'm guessing you didn't hear it.
I did not.
GG.
I work.
GG inject it direct into my veins as LOL. Nope. Jones says, thoughts on GG overall night quit.
That's G-N-G. That's not GG. I think, listen, Gigi played fine. It was not the like ultimate Gigi game. I think he's talking about the fact that it was like a 95 to 100 game. Maybe, maybe not. Listen, but I will give you my thoughts on Gigi. I mean, he looked fine. He looked fine. Like, everybody to me was fine tonight. I mean, Gigi, what, went 4 of 5 in the paint? No. 3 of 4 in the paint. There we go. In
the paint.
Yeah, 3 or 4 in the paint. Well, listen, it's...
Is that how you... Hold on. Is that how you look at this? Are you looking at this? 3 or 4?
1 for 5 from three. He missed 5 total shots.
Hold on. You do know that, like, in between the three-point line and outside...
Yeah, you know Gigi didn't take any shots that weren't at the rim or behind the three-point line, right?
Okay, that's what you're saying. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he's understand. Short,
I got you. Okay.
We don't have any mid-range maestros on the team anymore since Tyus
left. I thought you were just an idiot. I wasn't sure. I was trying to take advantage of the fact that you're an idiot, but I guess you're smart.
Maybe he took a mid-range shot tonight, but I'm willing to bet a significant amount of money he didn't. But, like, he played fine. He didn't have it from deep. He hit the one from 36 feet, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But, listen, he continues to impress, and it's a bright, bright future ahead of him. It's going to be awesome. So
I agree.
Every guy tonight, the only one who drives me crazy is Santi. He's the only one that drives me crazy. And he won't drive me crazy when we have the whole roster back. So
I'm guessing this guy didn't drive you crazy tonight. Lamar Stevens, is he a fit on this team? Can he be a rostered player next year? Probably your 10, 11, 12 guy, potentially.
Yes. The only reason he only played 16 minutes tonight is because they're giving Jake LaRavia some action.
Okay.
It's the only reason. And they should. You know, and listen, no one has been more miserable watching Jake LaRavia basketball this year than me. Yeah. It is well documented, possibly too well documented. And still, it's like you have nothing to lose. Go see what these guys can do. Now, you can say, oh, the Grizzlies, they need to try and win every game. And listen, I think you should try and win, but it's not the main thing to do, right? I mean, I know I haven't seen Allen here tonight, but Allen's like, play Jake LaRavia 35 minutes, right? Like, and so I'm fine with it. But Stevens, in and of his own, is a really good fit. He didn't take any threes tonight, which is a little surprising because he's been shooting pretty well from three, I'd say. So he fits, man. He gets rebounds. He's got a nose for the ball. He plays really hard, and he will defend anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. So I love watching him play.
No, he's been good. He looks like a vet. He's talking so much to the young guys. Jason wants to know about the cheap seats. Now, they call this kind of in Wrigleyville. Wouldn't those be called the cheap seats as well? I don't want to be
the cheap seats.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Talking about the comment section.
The cheap seats?
That's what he wants to call it.
Oh, no. It's catchy. The cheap seats. I don't know. It's catchy, but also very generic. I don't know. I would like a play off of that, though. I do. It's a good starting point.
All right. Grizz Girl says that the competitive game against a really good team, lose in the end, one game closer to the lottery. One less game, we are doing the show. That sounds terrible. I love doing this show. I look forward to it. I just understand that this season has been
rough. We got to get out of our all-star funk, too. We're in an all-star funk tonight. We got to get out of it.
We're out of it. All right, Charlie Vines, this will get you out of it. How did the Grizz get Jake LaRavia, you ask? Well, they traded away Walker Kessler on draft night for him. Insert emoji of me hitting my head against a brick wall. I love it. That was awesome.
That's bait.
Had to play that. All right, that's all we have right now for the first segment. We're going to get into the second segment. and I had to have it one more time. But the second segment, we're going to get into Grizz trivia, and we were going to talk a little bit about the All-Star game.
Hold on. You watch Vernon today? You watch the Chris Vernon show today?
I think I watched
Listen, you know when they were talking about guys needing to get meals and stuff named after them?
Yes.
Like, hey, man, I want the pulled pork sandwich with a little LaRavia on top.
Wow.
Sorry. I've been doing so good tonight, and you just put it right there in front of me. Why'd you do that?
Nobody knows why you're trying to resist temptation of talking about players, and I understand. Listen, this show is growing, and so we want to make sure that we're being fair to players, but we're also being respectful, and so that's why he is making sure we're being respectful, also, which we are tonight.
Also, like we've said it on the show 100 times, if any of these guys that we think shouldn't be on the team come out and crush it and make us eat crow, it'll be awesome. And so, I don't want to be the reason that people get truly personal and hateful, but listen, no, I'm not going to do it. Stay away from it.
So through some meetings that I've had, we're trying to let Nate cook, but we do want to be honest. We never want to be personal, and we always try to keep it radio clean, as I've called it. And me and Nate both agree on that. We do have sometimes we do want to be respectful of the players, but also we want to be critical. We're always going to be critical. We're never going to, not going to be ourselves. So just know that through these conversations that I've had this simple fact of saying we're going to be us. We're going to be honest. We're going to be critical, but we're also going to be fair. And we have been.
To be very clear, if he had played differently than he did tonight, it would be different conversations going on. I just don't think he played horrible tonight. I thought he missed a bunch of shots, but was fine, passable. And so it was like, but if he had done some stuff that I'd seen, like, trust me, it would be a different conversation.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the Grizz trivia. We'll be right back here in about 1 minute. Stay tuned.
Yeah. But Vince Williams is the closest thing we've seen to Tony Allen.
100%
Tony Allen. I think that has been really thrown around very loosely in a kind of just joking manner for a lot of people, because you know everybody for the love that we have for TA, big factor in this franchise. We throw that grindson thing around lightly because it's just kind of funny on Twitter, but he is the closest thing to Tony Allen that has been so far in a Memphis uniform. And I think that's very, I mean, D'Anthony Melton might have been the other, but to your point, that's what made me think about this is that the fearlessness that he plays with, that's what Tony Allen played with. He did not care who you were. He doesn't see a name on that.
Tune in to The Daily Grind with Mark King and Luke Hatmaker at 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday, live on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Welcome back to Grizz 901. I am your host, Daniel Greer. Nate is always with me. Make sure you check out the Daily Grind. Listen, Luke and Mark are doing a great job. Luke has been on it. I was on twice this week, and we had a good time. And me and Luke have had some conversations behind the scenes, and they have been awesome. I have tried to speak life into him, into his show, to not be bland. And if you have a second, go check out the Daily Grind. If you can't watch it live at 1 o'clock Monday through Friday, go ahead and tune it up afterwards. I know a lot of people watch Vernon, 12 to 1:30, but maybe pick up Luke a little bit later. But I've kind of given him my insight of be yourself, do crazy stuff. So check out Monday. He's going to have something that he is referencing to lasagna and Garfield. And so he's doing a little bit of a play on words on some things. But this is Grizz 901. We want to make sure we have fun here. We're going to get into Grizz trivia. But if you can, take a second. Close the chat. Hit the like button. And then come on right back. If you're watching this over on Twitter, go ahead and hit the like and the share if you don't mind. But let's go ahead and get into Grizz trivia. That's my deep voice.
We'll see who enjoys it tonight.
Nate. All right, I have another question that I'm going to hold and I'm going to put it in my pocket because I don't think we need this tonight, but I have another question that I'm going to add on to my real question. This is not the real Grizz trivia question as of right now. Nathan, do you know how many years the Vancouver Grizzlies were the Vancouver Grizzlies?
Did you call me Nathan?
Maybe. You're in my phone as Nathan, but I don't know. I call you Nate. Nathan?
That's weird. That's weird coming out of your mouth. I did not like it.
Johnny, let me change you my phone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that was not a fan.
Listen. Austin, shout out to you. Y'all be tripping on them likes. Put some likes up.
Hey, shout out, Austin.
He can take it from us because I give it to him probably more than anybody else. How many years? Chat, let me know. How many years were the Vancouver Grizzlies the Vancouver Grizzlies?
I'm going to go with nine. 9 years.
9 years. Anybody else in the chat?
I'm going to say seven, but I'm going to go with nine.
I'm going to get into a little bit more of talking about postseason. Look at this. King Meeks.
Amanda, did he get it?
6 years. Shout out to you all.
Yeah.
The Vancouver Grizzlies were the Vancouver Grizzlies from the year 1995. If you know that, you know that they were there for 6 years until 01, the 0-2000 to the 01, 6 years. D'Angelo Hall is just give you the facts.
The nitty gritty. Penny's nitty gritty.
All right, so let's get into the Memphis Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies have now been a team for 23 seasons. So overall, there has been 29 seasons. We're talking about just the Memphis Grizzlies here. 23 seasons. I did my math, kind of with my toes, and I added it up to 23.
Proud of you.
The Grizzlies have had pretty good success, especially in the playoffs, getting into the playoffs. So I ask you, Nathan, how many years, and including this season, the Grizzlies look to be out of the playoffs, but one of those years is this year the Grizzlies aren't making the playoffs. How many years over those 23 seasons have the Grizzlies made the playoffs?
So they were in Vancouver, so out of the 23?
23, yeah. Well, they never made the playoffs in this six, so you can add those if you want.
I was like, six, they didn't.
That would be 29. This is the 29th season of the Grizzlies in general, but 23 in Memphis. So this is the 23rd season. So 22 other years. How many times did they make the playoffs? King Meeks, I ain't good at math. I went to Memphis City Schools. My wife asked me the other day, because I grew up in Fraser, she goes, why didn't you go to a public school? And I was like, well, the only public school I really was aware of was Tresvant. She's like, well, why don't you go to Tresvant? Listen, I know I'm old, and it was okay. It was still a little rough. So if you went to Tresvant, I apologize, but it was a little rough back in the day, especially for me.
That's a hilarious comment.
So Austin's saying 14. Lightning DJ is saying 15, and King Meeks right behind him saying 16, and then Ethan's going the other way, going 12.
That
might be too high, he's saying. They made the actual playoffs, and they've never missed the playoffs, right? Even when they were in the play-in, they won to get into the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I'm counting the play-in here. So they all made it. 12, I think. I mean, I barely remember the early seasons, but I'll say I want to say 9, but I'm going to say 10.
You're going to say 10. Chat, is he right?
No, I'm not. I'm saying 9. I'm going with 9.
Chat, is he right?
What is it?
You're wrong. There's only been one person that has put this in here right, and it is Grizz 13. Girl. 13. 13 of the 20, now 23 seasons. Ethan even saying 12, thought he was too high. Listen, I'm telling you, We have been blessed here in Memphis.
That's pretty 13 crazy.
13 of now, this season, 23 seasons, we've made it three more than we've missed. It's been an incredible run. Let me go through some of the...
That's good.
Yep. Let me go out some of these years. So the Grizzlies obviously got into being a team in 01, 02, and they missed 01, 02. But then it might have seemed like it. We were bounced out very early, right? Because we did 03, 04 was our first year making the playoffs. We were a 50-win team. And then for three seasons in a row, we made the playoffs. And then we had one, two, three, four seasons off. And then we had one, two, three, four, five, six, 7 years in a row where they made the playoffs, which was awesome. And then we had some injuries, had some issues. We missed three years. And then ever since, we've made the playoffs every single year outside of this year. And so this year, it would be the first year we missed, especially since Ja has been here. So, listen, the reason I wanted to give that is because I think we've been blessed. I really do. And because you don't get a team from Vancouver, six seasons, nothing going for them. You start there just to be sent to Memphis. And then now you're talking about 13 of the now 23 seasons have made it to the playoffs. So I thought it was pretty awesome to share that.
Yeah, I know some I had some coworkers living in Vancouver that are still mad about it too. And I'm like, listen, that sucks for you, dog. We don't care.
Yeah.
Continue to be mad. Blame Trudeau.
All right, let's get into the All-Star thing. I want to share my my thoughts.
Hmm.
Did you see the hold on before we get there?
The answer is no.
Venmo. We
Yeah.
So I believe that I know I did not, even though I had Halliburton and Karl Anthony Towns, who I thought were going into the finals, and then they said, you know what? No, we can only have three go in. And that's when Halliburton got kicked out. So Dame ended up winning. Who had Dame?
He's in here tonight. Mr. D'Angelo Hall had Dame. Shout out to D'Angelo. I didn't think he'd go back-to-back. I didn't think he'd care. But D'Angelo believed, and D'Angelo gets $50 for his faith.
D'Angelo, send me – you can either put your Venmo in here if you'd like. If you don't want to share that information, you can DM me over at Daniel Greer on Twitter. Or you can follow us and DM us over on Grizz901 at Grizz901 Live, if you don't mind. So just send me over your Venmo if you have Venmo. If you don't have Venmo, I have no other way of paying, I don't think.
Sorry. We lied.
Yeah, find Venmo, or I will give you $50 in the streets if I can find you. That's the only thing I can offer. Let me know. Send it over. Let's go ahead and get into the All-Star game itself. Did you watch the game? At all. I know you
don't. I don't think I watched 20 seconds of that game.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Like, I did have a lot of stuff going on All-Star weekend. Like, I watched.
Sure you did.
I tried to watch the Skills Challenge and watched most of that. I got to watch, like, the first round of the three-point contest. And that's all I watched of All-Star weekend, other than I watched Vince and Team Tamika lose. I made sure I watched that.
Yep.
But that's pretty much all I watched of all All-Star weekend. I'm not kidding. I don't think I turned the All-Star game on.
Really?
I popped and I watched a little bit on like my Twitter feed or something. So Doesn't sound like I missed much.
No, you definitely didn't miss much. And Adam Silver was messed up. He was very angry. And I watched it some. I watched a lot of it on my phone for the simple fact that my wife had strep throat. Yeah, I don't know how or why. She doesn't have tonsils anymore. She got strep throat. She was sick all weekend, and so I was trying to play single dad in a sense, and it was zero fun trying to do everything, it seemed. All right, so let me give you my thoughts on how to fix the All-Star game just in general. All right, so this is my plan. The NBA invites 20 All-Stars, right? And everybody's always complaining about snubs.
Bravo.
People don't get in, whatever. If you're going to have All-Stars, let's go ahead and give out a little bit of love. Let's invite four more people. I propose a 3-on-3 tournament, very similar to the Big Three, right? As they do the 3-on-3 tournament, I believe it's Ice Cube who does it. 3-on-3 tournament. And the reason is you get so many one-on-one matchups. But how I would do it is you have 8 guys that get selected by the fans. You can do 4 people per conference. I don't care how you do it. But you have 8 captains that get voted in by the fans. The rest of the All-Stars get voted in as they already are voted in, and that is by the players and the coaches. So you make up 24 players instead of 20. Now, the captains on that Saturday night, they have to now pick their team, and you're only picking 16 people. It won't be slow. Pretty fast. You pick your team on Saturday night to play Sunday, and you're 1 through 8 as you're picked by the fans. You're either the first draft pick in the first position or the 8th in the 8th position. Just like a normal tournament, you get slotted in, and it's a 3-on-3 tournament, single elimination, winner takes all, $1 million split up between you and the other 2 guys on your team. Let me give a caveat to that. There could be injuries. We want to make sure we guard against that. You pick a coach. Your coach is your person that can be brought in as your 4th member, and they can play at any moment they want to, but they cannot be an active player in the NBA. How do you like it?
You pick your – so you're saying you pick like a coach, yeah, not
– whatever coach you want. They can be anybody in the world. They just cannot
– okay.
Be-
I was going to say Jason Kidd might actually get picked for something.
Hey, listen, if you want to invite him to be your coach, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking like NBA coaches. And I was like, yeah, old T Jinx is going to be low on the list, unfortunately.
True.
I don't hate it. I think it's too many teams.
Why do you think it's too many teams? And the reason I say that is because we'll send out 24 points. First team to 24 points, because the Kobe Bryant number. First team to 24 points. You go by 2s and 3s.
2s and 3s? Okay.
2s and 3s to 24 points. And honestly, how you make it faster is you have a full court. You only play half court. While you're getting ready, the other guys are getting ready for the next game. You have a 10-minute interval between games. Boom, boom, boom. You're done. You don't need many games to get through that, for sure.
Maybe like, not. I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of a 3-on-3. I do like that a lot. I feel like 8 teams is too much. But it's what, 4 games that goes down to
4, 2, 3. Games. So 7 games.
7 total games. You could maybe pull it off. Yeah. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I think it's a good start. It's a lot better than what was on TV instead, that's for sure. And listen, I'm gonna be honest, and I put this on Twitter. I think you fix the dunk contest, you fix All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
I think if you fix the dunk contest, you fix it. Like you say, whoever wins a dunk contest is getting $1 million for winning the dunk contest.
And you then, think Ja would do it for $1 million?
I think he would because he said he would. Honestly. And so I think he would. And then, listen, $1 million is $1 million, right? Like that's – I know these guys are making numbers that like we can't even actually fathom, but
yeah.
$1 million is still $1 million. So you put that out there and you get guys like Ja and Ant and Zion and Shadon Sharp, and you get these other guys that will actually like compete, and you got to get those guys out there. It's just, you can't keep doing this, man. It's a joke. Yeah, it is a joke watching when you go to the dunk contest and Mac McClung is a highlight, who is a fantastic dunker.
Yes.
But you need NBA stars. Like it, listen, it's the same thing. I don't go to watch who's a great NBA player that we don't talk that really contributes. What is it? Dellavedova played a key role for the Cavaliers in their championship. Guess who people weren't going to watch? It's Matthew Dellavedova. It didn't matter how important he was and how good he was at his job, you know. So I don't care that Mac McClung's a great dunker.
Yeah,
I really don't. I want to see the NBA stars. And so you got to find a way to get him in the tournament. And listen, this might be the thing I get fired up about tonight. It's freaking Adam Silver just getting absolutely owned left and right by players. And owned is the nicest word I could possibly think of there. Trust me, it's not the word I had in mind. Like, the players do whatever they want. And by the way, that's what happens when you suspend Ja Morant 25 games for this repeat offense stuff. And then you got guys like Draymond who didn't even get really suspended. It's like, hey, we're going to send you to therapy that clearly has worked. What the hell are we talking about here? Yeah. And then Isaiah Stewart literally has criminal charges pressed against him. They were dropped. And he only gets suspended for, what, 3 games?
Yeah.
Listen, Adam Silver has done an awesome job, but I'm so tired of watching his league.
So he's just empowering the players too much.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And listen, the thing is, you do all this, hey, we're going to put our foot down with Ja stuff. You can't immediately follow it up with Miles Bridges playing in the NBA, with Draymond Green getting an indefinite suspension for what, 12 games? Is that what it ended up being? Was it even double digits?
I think it was only 10, actually.
I don't remember. You can't follow it up with that because it shows like, hey, you aren't serious. It was all posturing. And I was a guy who said Ja just needs to take his medicine, come back better for it. I was saying that the entire time it was going on. But clearly he was like this, we're going to make an example out of him. And it's done nothing.
Yeah.
So listen, they don't want to listen to Adam Silver. And listen, they talked about this all on Vernon's show the other day. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, they don't respect him. And quite frankly, at this point, neither do I. Like, would you?
I got a question on that. So do you think the players are, in a sense, saying, you can't do anything to us, right? But also, I think what they're saying is, we can make a joke of this so you cancel the game. Like, do you think that they're saying, hey, we want to be all-stars, right? We want to have that recognition. But we're also saying, like, hey, we'll make a joke of this because what are you going to do? Maybe you'll cancel the actual game and then we won't have to worry about it. Then we can be all-stars and whatever. We can have different contests that they're actually doing, and maybe that they'll actually cancel the game. That's what my thought is.
No. Listen, it's something that he might do, but that would be even more insulting to fans. Like, dude, like, it's just, it's gotten to such a breaking point this year. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that, one, the players, you do all this talking, the players still don't show up and play.
For sure.
You can't get your stars to do the dunk contest. And quite frankly, the suspensions and the way that's played out this year, you set the tone with the Ja Morant suspension. You set the tone, which again, I thought 25 games was overkill, but I was like, okay, like, take your medicine. You said you would get better. You didn't do better. This is what happens.
Yeah.
But I can't sit there and say that if you're going to follow it up by not putting your foot down with literally anybody else. And you got a guy like Draymond, who I'm not even a Draymond hater. I've come on the show and talk about how I like Draymond. But damn, dude, like, how many people are you going to punch in the face for the past decade? And then that's the repeat offender?
Yeah.
Sorry. I've seen so much of it this year, it is pissing me off. It absolutely is driving me crazy. And it just, you know, it freaking stinks. It stinks.
I love it.
And you know what? You know what else stinks? Pepe Le Pew. But does stink is Pew's residential lawn care. You like that, didn't you? That's a professional transition. You know Pew's, from flower shops to commercial landscape maintenance, Pew's has been around for 30 plus years servicing the Mid-South. But did you know that Pew's also does residential lawn care? Pew's residential spray can take care of all your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pew's residential spray today for a free estimate. 901-633-2118 and let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pew's, you get big company strength, small company values. Professional transition.
Wow. All right, let's get to the third segment. We'll be right back.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue and wings. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely you want to build a Paul George player. You want to build the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
GG Jackson.
Yeah, or GG Jackson, which actually I was thinking about. Well, what about GG, Anthony? But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like the quality drop off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys, I feel like, available to help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sane Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Real quick, we are the Grizz 901 postgame show. Thank you for tuning in. We are obviously over our time. I had to go the next segment from that one. That was awesome. So shout out to you. But I will say there is some breaking news if you are
really
interested at all in the Memphis Tigers. The Memphis Tigers are currently under investigation for academic issues. Malcolm Dandridge will sit against FAU, which is the big game tomorrow, allegedly involved in an academic scandal broken 1 minute ago by Roman Cleary, who is the guy for Bluff City Media that is covering the Memphis Tigers. And so go read it out on, I would imagine, go pull it up on Bluff City Media, Bluff City Media on Twitter, but also BluffCityMedia.co. And so I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but there's some issues, but there's some academic fraud involved, but the story is ongoing. And you know what they're gonna be mad about, Nate?
What?
Everything.
Yeah, I was about to say, you name it. It's Tigers fans. At least they got reasons to be mad now. They were mad earlier in the year. It's like, hey, they only won by 12.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. At least they can be mad about something now.
Yep.
So Penny, man. What, I don't know. Maybe we probably are too far into the show to get on this, but
yeah, we're checking on as the Walking Dead show. One of the best episodes. Too Far Gone. One of the best episodes for Walking Dead. If you don't know, you just don't know. Let's go ahead and get into the Nets. The Grizzlies play the Nets on Monday. Nathan, I'm going to tell you live on the air. We have not spoken about this, but Monday they are now playing the awesome Nets. They start the game at 7 o'clock. I have a old man basketball league game that starts at 8 o'clock. I should be done by 9, at home by 9:30 when the game starts. For some odd reason, if I'm not home and the game is ended, please start without me. I will be here as soon as possible. But just so everybody's aware, for some reason, Nathan is running a solo show for a few minutes.
I'm done.
That's why I will be coming in here very shortly. We might sit. I start a little later.
I'm gonna be on the injury report.
But we do have some cool things coming. We are not going to do a post game show. Me and you are not going to do a post game show for the weekends for the rest of the season, except for probably the last game of the season, which is a Sunday against the Nuggets.
It's news to me,
but I do believe that we will have post game shows. We're going to try to see if we can bring in some other guys to host our shows.
Okay.
And I think it'll be a good time. Gives them a chance to have a live audience. Listen, I understand the numbers are not going to be as big if we're not on the show. I'm not saying that because we're awesome. But I'm just saying that give some love, because we do want to bring in a Drew and Buckets, who are doing the $2 sports show. If you miss the show, it comes out every Friday at 3 o'clock. They're going to be doing a show too, maybe more than that. But also Ryan and Cody, who is also doing free basketball. We're going to have them do host a show as well. The reason is because it allows me and Nate to kind of stick together instead of us, you know, bringing in a guest here and there. And so that's the main reasons. But listen, if you don't know those guys, if you know them for the first time being on the show, you're going to love them and you're going to end up watching their show. I promise you that. But make sure you tune in. Even if we're not here, please do us a favor and tune in. But yeah, we will try to make sure we are not doing weekend shows, I know, for the rest of the season. And if possible, somebody will be doing a show, but we don't know if everybody will be able to. But let's go ahead and hit on the Nets for Monday. Anything that you got on the Nets in general that you're looking at besides them quitting on their newest coach?
Good thing they kept Mikal Bridges. Dog, they fired the wrong guy. Maybe they didn't fire the wrong guy, but they for sure didn't fire the right guy. Yeah, that's a debacle, dude. That's a debacle of a roster. And again, there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA right now. The problem is they had a chance to actually do something about it. Yeah. And then turn in then Masai Ujiri. Like,
doesn't I don't make know. Sense.
Listen, they'll probably, because I said that, they'll probably kick our ass because I said that. That's not saying much this year. I mean, they got a bunch of really good players that should probably be supporting pieces in different roles on different teams, like all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's – Mikal is awesome, but he is just not the guy you can build around. So,
yeah,
it's not ideal to – so you're going to build around a guy who you just can't do. It's just not his role. It's never been who he's been. It's never even been – I don't know – outside of Brooklyn, I don't think it's ever been talked about.
Yeah.
Like that being a thing. So, but they got him. They got Cam Thomas, who can just absolutely pop off at any moment. Claxton, who I know a lot of Grizzlies fans be keeping a close eye on because of what could happen this summer. DFS, who I continue to think is very overrated in Grizzly circles. So I hope he doesn't show out because then there's some more crow I got to eat. They got a lot of good, fun players to watch, though. I just, as a team, it doesn't make any sense, in my opinion. So, it'll be interesting to see because of the individual talent, but as one of those teams that could beat the Grizzlies by 40 or lose by 20 to the current Grizzlies.
Yeah.
To be clear.
I think this is a game the Grizzlies will win because, as D'Angelo's saying, Claxton versus Jaren, I think Jaren will dominate Nick Claxton.
Could.
I don't think highly of Nick Claxton. I think he's a good player. I think he's up and coming. I think he has potential. I don't know if he is a guy who can dominate the paint. And I think you need somebody who has girth to him. And I don't think that is Nick Claxton. And so I think this is going to be a game. As long as they don't have somebody that just goes off and just blazes it up completely from deep, I think this is a game that the Grizzlies will win. And I think a game at home, this team is playing with their hair on fire. The Nets are not playing with their hair on fire.
No.
If you had to guess, what's the line of this girth? What's the line of this game?
No, I was like a very quiet pause to that one.
Shout out to you, LOL. Nope. Jones.
I had to guess.
And it's not out yet because they play the Timberwolves on Saturday. And then they come into Memphis and play again Monday. So they have played another game between this game.
I would say – I'd say Nets. I'll go 2.5.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Grizzlies have played well enough in their past few to get – Las Vegas saying, hey, this team's actually showing up and kind of playing right now. And the Nets don't look like they're playing at all, like you're saying. Now, I might take an alternate line if I was you. But, I mean, I think that's low. Like, I would guess if I'm wrong, it's going to be closer to Nets, like 7.5, than it would be like Grizzlies. But, yeah.
I think it's... I really do think it's Grizzlies -1.5.
I think it's going to be Nets 2.5.
Wow. I never would have thought that they would be favored in this.
That's what I'm saying. I just still can't wrap my head around them being favored in a game this year.
As King Meek's saying, the Nets whole entire organization just sucks. Like, it just does.
Chuck Vaughn was. He maybe was not the solution, but he wasn't the problem.
I like Hartenstein too, D'Angelo.
Yes, I would love Hartenstein. I want Hartenstein this summer.
Weirdly
no
enough,
one wanted him more than Chris.
Yeah, weirdly enough, Hartenstein, I don't know what's going on in New York. Like, they're starting him. They're only playing him like 15 to 18 minutes a game as a starter. Anyway, that's a Tibbs guy. I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I think the Grizzlies win this game. If this game comes out and it's Grizzlies pick 'em or Nets favored, I am putting my money, and I will put a two units, if anybody understands, two-unit play on the Grizzlies, either money line, or I might do 2 units on a +3.5 if you're saying that, and then like a unit on the money line just for fun. I think this would be a Grizzlies win. I really do think this is a Grizzlies win. I think that they keep this game close. I think it's a Monday night, not a sleepy Sunday, and so I think this is a game that the Grizzlies figure out a way that they can dominate. They can play with them athletically. I don't think that's an issue, and so we'll see. I don't know. I'm excited.
Just remember, you could be the fully healthy Charlotte Hornets who have 43 points with 3 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Like, they actually won a lot of games lately, so maybe
they're on that 4-game winning streak. I don't know what's happening.
Who knows? Anyways,
and I think they're playing that game at home.
Listen, go Grizz.
Yep, go Grizz. That's all we got, man. I know Goon's still out here shooting.
That's all he does. Jaren's
the league score. We losing. Listen, I've had a fun night tonight. We had an 8-day off. We now have 2 more days off. Until Monday, but stay tuned. We're gonna have some fun as we keep going on with this. It's gonna be a good time, and we're gonna kind of keep trudging along for sure. But anything else you got before we get out of here?
No, man, let's wrap it up. Got our All-Star Funk out the way.
All right, it's been fun, guys. Thank you everybody for tuning in. As always, if you for some reason have a chance, send us over what we should call our comment section, because we want to figure that out. $50 goes to whoever name we end up choosing. But also, D'Angelo, send me over your Venmo information. That way we can get you paid for picking out Dame. But that's all we got, man. Let's have a fun night. We'll see everybody. Have a good weekend. Don't get too crazy. Be nice and tell your friends.